Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. They were...
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. Started off the day talking about what seems like a down few days in sports. 617-779-0985. Are there phone calls on the line or not at the moment, gentlemen?
Make sure I'm looking. John in Halifax on the line. That's one caller.
Let's take John in Halifax. John, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's happening?
Good. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Nothing. I just had a quick thought about the NFL season starting this year. I've been watching some German Bundesliga soccer games, and they've been back for about a month now, and they're not in a bubble or anything like that. They just play without the fans. So I was just wondering your thoughts on why the NFL wouldn't be able to do the same thing they do.
Well,
NFL in a bubble.
How many teams are there in the Bundesliga, John?
There's 20 teams in the bubble.
20 teams.
20.
All right, and do you know how many guys are on each roster?
They expanded the roster because they have 5 subs instead of 3 now. So I believe it's 27 or so.
Okay, so 27 team or 20 teams at 27 guys a team. That's a decent number, 540 guys total that are in that league right now as they've expanded it, as MLS has talked about. So, yeah, I mean, they've managed to do it, right? I mean, they had some hiccups in the early going, but I haven't heard any more issues with their league in the last month or so, right? When they first started, they had a coach who had it. They had a team that caught it. What's that?
I haven't heard a thing about it lately.
Yeah, no.
No, there's no like surge where all of a sudden, oh my God, there's 5 that have it or it's 6 test pods. No, you don't hear any of that.
This seems to me like the ultimate catch 22 for teams and rosters right now. You get, okay, we got 53 guys. Well, someone's going to end up testing positive at some point, right? Right. What do we do? How about if we expand the rosters, like maybe bigger practice or something? Okay. Well, all you're doing is adding more people into the mix. You're not going to be able to keep them separate if they're on the team. On an expanded roster, then they're on the team. They're at practices. They're using the facilities. Yeah, but we need them there in case someone gets sick. How do people get sick? Well, you come into contact with someone who's sick. So you limit the number of people they come into contact with. You see, it's like, what do you do? What's the answer to trying to solve this?
Is this the league that has the little cutouts of people all through the stands there and at first level?
That's what it appears based on what we're showing on our simulcast.
Okay.
NBC Sports Boston.
Because I know they have the teams that sit up in the stands and are 6 feet apart, and they spread the players out. They can't sit one of those covered little bubbles, you know, those little shells that they have in normal soccer matches. What, are you going to put the NFL players up in? We're going to have the offense in section 121, and we have the quarterback sitting in first row. Row 4 will be running backs. 5 across. Make sure you have four seats in between each one. Rex, you sit here. James, you sit in the middle. Okay.
But what do you do? He just said that they expanded the roster so you can have more subs and all that stuff. Oh, good idea. We'll allow more people onto each NFL team. No fans. Forget about the fans. But just so we can play a season, we'll allow more guys, you know, onto the team in case someone gets
NFL's
sick.
Doing it to 16. Yeah, for a practice squad now.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense when the whole idea is
because if 3 guys get it, yes, you need players. Yes, it makes sense.
How do you get sick?
B- But it's to what you guys argued about with Jim last week,
so,
where Jim said, tell me the worst thing would be in a bubble. Say you have the bubble situation.
So,
somebody gets it and the bubble could spread, but you're like, you're keeping these people away from outside people, right?
No, you're not.
So
not
it's
that,
only six more people.
Not an NFL season. They're not doing it in a bubble.
No.
You would introduce more people into your team community. That increases the risk of having someone coming in who's going to test positive and therefore infect other people. That's
like
why it's a,
that's why
it's a catch 22. We need more people in case someone gets sick. Well, how is someone going to get sick? By being around a lot of people. Oh. So what would you do? Do you expand the rosters? Expand the practice squad? Or do you keep it at the very least as is so that you help mitigate the risk of infection by keeping the numbers down? Which one would you do?
You want the numbers to stay down. Keep it tighter.
So you would not expand the rosters?
I think it's inevitable somebody's going to get it.
Right, but
and this is why you would want more people.
But if you expand the rosters and they're also taking part in the activities every day,
it
doesn't help you at all.
Right.
It doesn't. If you keep them separate in another location.
What's the date today?
Today is June 22nd.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing this July 22nd, okay?
And I would say this. I would say this, too.
You add more players,
Germany has done a better job.
Could you do the bubble? Yeah.
To the caller's point, Germany has done a better job containing the virus than this country has. They have. They've got a smaller population. It's 84 million people. They've had right around 9,000 deaths. So they don't have it as widespread there as it is here. And that's all I could say is how they've been able to do it. I don't know what their living conditions are for these players if they've agreed to go from the facility to home and that's it. I don't know. But good for them. They've made it work. Maybe that's our sliver of hope today. That's what we're going to cling to.
We may have to take a break here and have you reconnect, Beetle. Getting a little chewy on us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
We'll do that. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. I don't see Hardy on the screen because I think he's trying to circulate the air for himself over there.
He's got the door open and a box fan propped up on a chair to get the cool air from the hallway.
Good.
Oh, that's nice.
Good. Good job. Good job.
And then engineer Charlie Boysenberry is walking around. He keeps he's wearing a hoodie, and he walks past the studio, and he keeps acting like how he's so cold out there in the hallway whenever he walks by and makes eye contact with me. You know, because
funny Chuck, huh?
He is a funny
guy. Funny.
Yeah, he's a Stitch. What? Sports?
You guys want to see the most terrifying? No, forget the sports. You want to see some of the most terrifying pictures I've seen in some time? These jellyfish that are invading our local waters, that'd be a problem, though. That's a
you
problem.
See those long, skinny
I think
things
this is going to be an issue.
The body? Those are the stingers.
Are you talking about the ones you texted to us?
So I don't. Yeah.
Yes. Have you seen? Did you look at them?
Yeah, I looked at them. Now, Where were they taken, and when were they taken?
Marshfield.
They were taken this weekend.
Yeah.
which is the very large one is in Marshfield, and the smaller one was taken at Duxbury. Yes.
All right, let me look at him again.
We'll
see. You don't have to worry about jumping in the water down there by the the Children's Museum because you don't have his crap down there. These things die in that stuff.
Well, because the jellyfish is smart enough to stay the hell out of there.
Going to water.
Unlike you.
Yeah.
And the jellyfish doesn't
have a brain.
Look at
those long suckers, Beetle. That's what they wrap around your leg. Oh, and they just sting and sting and sting. Oh. Woo.
So after seeing a couple of these scary photos of lion's mane jellyfish, which are all over the place, all over the local, up and down the Massachusetts coast, I started just reading up a little bit about it this weekend. Like, well, what are these things? You know, it's rarely fatal. So it's not like you're going to die. Most likely you're not going to die from getting stung. But these things live a year. They have like a year-long lifespan. Right. And their tentacles can grow to 90 feet long.
Come on.
90 feet.
No.
What is that?
You ever see, you ever watch Finding Nemo? And they bounce around in there?
Hardy, I saw pictures of some off boats, including one that just ran on the screen. There was one where someone came up alongside one on their boat, and you could not see the end of the tentacles. You could see that they were at least 15 feet long, but you couldn't see the rest of it. Like, you just couldn't even see it. Didn't even know how long it was.
So why are they showing up this year, and where have they been in past years?
So they go
Good
with
question.
The flow. They're largely impacted by tides, is what it is. They get pushed around. They get bullied by the ocean.
So they're
they end up where they end up.
They are the ocean's
currents, tides, all of that.
They are the ocean's answer to Andy McDowell and Groundhog Day. I just go with the flow, see where it takes me. So that's all they're doing. Just floating around in the current. And this year in particular, it happened to bring them up to Duxbury and Marshfield. I can only be concerned about a certain number of things, and this doesn't concern me. Like you said, not fatal. It's probably uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to see one, but...
You got little kids? You got little kids? You want the little kid crying?
No.
Your kid will cry if it gets stung by this. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd be on the lookout for him, but would it stop you from going in the water?
Oh, yeah. I don't really go in the water.
Yes, it would.
Unless I'm hot.
Yep.
Yeah, I just splash. I get in the water, I splash, I cool off, and I get right back. I don't swim in any ocean anymore. You can't. That's why you put pools in, man.
Why can't you?
Get that cement pond.
Why can't you go swimming in the ocean anymore?
I don't like to swim where...
Well,
I would swim in Aruba. I told you this. I would swim down Florida. I would swim where I could see what I'm swimming with or where I'm going. I would not get in dark water. No, thank you.
We haven't even talked about the shark attack in North Carolina.
Mexico.
You guys know about the North Carolina shark attack, don't
what
you?
Happened in North? No, never what happened about, in North Carolina?
Oh, boy. 16-year-old boy.
What?
Cape Hatteras. This happened on Thursday. It's making the news last night and this morning. Just a little five-footer. Five-foot shark latched onto his thigh and wouldn't let go. The kid was out playing and splashing around on a sandbar with his sister. Finally, the kid's father comes swimming out to him, and he tried to fight it off. The thing wouldn't let go. He finally punched it and kicked it in the nose, and the thing finally let loose of him. Kid had more than 40 cuts. He only needed 17 stitches, but his thigh and his hand looked like he got into a fight with a bobcat. And this was just a little five-footer that just got a hold of him and wasn't letting go.
What kind of shark was it?
Burn with the salt water too. On top of that,
North Carolina.
Probably a little reef, black tip, blue.
See the place. My mom always gets a place like after Labor Day because frugal. You know, she waits until like the second, third week of September, and then always wants to know why I don't bring the.
Yeah, but if you're from, but if. Why you don't bring the kids?
Yeah, why you don't bring the kids down? I'm like, I don't know, because they started school 2 weeks ago, and I don't want to pull them out of school for a week as they're getting to know their new teachers and classmates. But it's a beautiful house she gets. It's not the Outer Banks. It's Emerald Isle. Beautiful stretch of beach. It's just fantastic. But the last time we were down there, it's a few years ago, and sure enough, right around sunset, the sharks come out. And you see them like in the surf where we were swimming a little while ago.
That's when they eat.
I've told you guys this. A friend of my sister's.
We talked about it. You don't swim in the morning. You don't swim at dinner.
Yeah, and I said,
you don't swim at dinner or morning.
Andre, because he's some kind of a fish scientist. I'm like, hey, what kind of sharks are those? He goes, from the land, there's only two kinds of sharks: hammerheads and not hammerheads. Those not hammerheads. It's all we know. I'm like, come on, don't you? He goes, no, you don't know. Yeah, it's a lemon shark, sand shark. I don't know, something, but they're like. I'm sure it's like that size shark. It looks like to be about a 5-foot shark, and they're everywhere. But you don't worry about them. I'm a little worried about them now. You should see this kid's leg. It looks like Swiss cheese with all the puncture marks in it.
Tweet the picture out. Tweet the picture out. Damn.
All right, I will.
Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, just look at the Google. All right, I'll retweet it for you right now. Hold on a second.
But no, this is not a white shark.
Oh, God, no, Beetle. No, no, sir. This is a little Carolina 5-footer.
Okay. Assuming it's not a white shark. Good.
No.
Good, good. But Carolina shark. You know what they say, Hardy? You got to beat off that shark, you know?
That's
what you got to do.
Here it is. All right, Zoe, I just retweeted it. You can see
that shark off.
You can see for yourself at Hardy985 on Twitter, and you can see he's got a couple of band-aids on his fingers, and it doesn't look that bad. And then look at his leg. Whoops, that doesn't look like any fun, does it? See, I'm more concerned about that than I am the jellyfish. The lion's mane jellyfish.
See, it's little teeth. Ah.
Yeah, but the lion's mane is here, man. Like, the lion's mane is something you could go. You're not going to get bit by a shark this weekend, 5-foot Carolina shark.
Yeah, but according
to your
expert assessment, they go with the flow. So I can just, you know, bank on the lion's mane jellyfish going with the flow somewhere up the coast for a while, and pretty soon they'll be out of here. They're just going with the flow.
What is.
I just saw the advertisement for Shark
That
Week
shark doesn't have
too.
Very sharp
this
teeth.
It's almost time of year again.
Well, it's a Carolina shark. You know, bad nutrition.
Right?
It's
not like he didn't even take like a piece. He didn't even get a piece.
It's an Appalachian shark.
All that
shark.
Biting, he didn't even get a little something?
It's probably like an old shark. Like false teeth fell out in it.
A little shaking, a little tenderizing, swallow you whole.
I think a violent dog would have gotten more than that shark.
Here's what bothers me. The thing bit him, obviously, multiple times. It wasn't like, oh, I don't like the taste of this. I'm really looking for a seal.
Well, maybe it had rabies.
That's what they tell you, right?
It was a rabbit shark. Wasn't feeling right. Mentally, that shark's a mess right now.
That's awful. Oh, God.
Was it wagging its shark tail in an odd way? Yes, now that you mention it. Was it foaming at the mouth?
It was out at the wrong hour.
Could have been. There's a lot of white water. It could have been foam from its mouth.
You know, that's something they don't report on enough these days, shark rabies. You know, it's a thing, I think. We're going to do a read and react. We have enough football stories to do a read and react. What do you say?
Excellent.
Yes, I'd love to read and react.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Read and react without real football, but we got football stories. I like it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Sports Hub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the... Excuse me.
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Time now for Read and React. See if we can do it. Let's see. Off-season Read and React. Hardy.
All right. We ready, boys?
Yeah, let's do it.
Read.
Yeah.
He'll get there. React.
Get there. CBS Sports released a list of possible destinations for Josh Gordon.
I like pasta.
Josh Gordon has applied for reinstatement again. Patriots were one of five teams listed. Do you think he has a chance, A, to return, and B, to the Patriots?
No. Who wrote this story? Who wrote this story?
Well, I did take some time to think about it.
Did they miss... Did they miss Josh Gordon's exit in New England the first time?
Well.
And how it was not just about, you know, the fact that he had screwed up and they had said, okay, it's time for you to go. We've had our fair share of the Josh Gordon experience. But not only that, they then hung on to him until a certain date, which pissed off. No, it's not going to happen. No shot.
Maybe they were out that day this, like I was out the day of the Time Lord story.
Yeah. I saw this last week in a follow on Instagram.
So?
And I watched the videos of him working out. And he's working out, and he's got the parachutes on, and he's pumping the legs, and he's running, he's snagging, and he's like, look at Flash Catch. And I'm like, he is so delusional that he thinks that, like, the 13th chance now attempt to come back in the league is going to be his time. Like, I give him credit for going to work out, because at this point I would just shut it all down if I were him. But he just keeps going back for more. Keeps coming back.
The guy who wrote it, Cody Benjamin.
Not here.
I don't know anything about it.
And he's not the only one that has written this. I think this has been brought up elsewhere this offseason, but it's an insane idea given that, again, they kept Josh Gordon on the roster to avoid him being able to go elsewhere. No, it's not going to happen.
All right.
They weren't happy with him at the end.
All right.
Reed.
Bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto.
React.
It's my favorite Mad Dog drop ever. That had put the sun on. Mohamed Sanu has been working out after having foot surgery in the offseason. His most recent video shows some rather explosive moves. He is running routes uphill. So because a lot of football fields have a definite uphill quality to them, so it's important. Does this change your expectations?
It's definitely uphill.
Well, they kind of slope. There's a little, you know, there's a tiny pitch to it. So what were your expectations for Mohamed Sanu before? What are your expectations now that you've seen this video?
Well, feet.
I would say
that's
that it
I'm
shows that
feet.
He's healthy.
So
that's what I look at.
That's a good thing. The good thing is he's healthy. He had ankle surgery when in March? Yeah, recently.
That's what I'm most focused on.
He rounds everything like he does when he runs routes. There's no breakdown of the feet where, boom, quick plant. Does he explode out of the break? No. Rounds it in. I'm glad he's healthy. He looks strong. He's a big guy that doesn't look like he could separate. Separate from the defender. If I was a little short inside nickel guy, I'd lock him up. I'd stay in his hip pocket all day. Watch his feet. Watch when he goes around the cones and he changes direction. Don't watch the top. Don't watch the hands going here or how cut up he looks or how good he looks. Watch the feet. He pumped the feet. Does one plant? Does he explode out of it? No, it rounds. Bleeding to death on the mound.
To answer the question, my expectation has gone up, not down. Up for Gordon.
Okay. See? There you go. Positivity. I like it.
Greed.
This one's got a massive head.
No, I think it's safe to say this thing is twice the size.
Ooh.
And
look at the guy holding it, Hardy.
Look at this.
React.
All right.
What was that about?
When was the last time somebody got sucker
punched? Was that a sea cucumber?
No. When's the last time someone got sucker punched? Who got sucker punched at a red light in traffic? Last season. Someone from the Cleveland Browns, I want to say. You remember this? Somebody got sucked.
Oh, yeah. It was
It was a running back.
What's
right?
his name?
Who was it?
No, Myles Garrett. The guy Myles who Garrett. Swung his helmet.
Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Well, it's happened again. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert. He was sucker punched over the weekend at a South Dakota restaurant. Have you seen the video?
Nice place.
I have seen the video. I took a screen grab of the Pro Football Talk story on this because I wasn't sure it was going to remain posted. Can I read you the description of it?
Yeah.
It says, sure. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert was sucker punched while out to dinner with his family. This according to Mike Kay of NJ.com and a PFT source confirming. He was at a South Dakota restaurant on Friday when, unprovoked, someone punched him in the face. He was checked out at a local hospital as a precaution. Let me just say that description of that is not confirmed by the video. The video shows him out at a bar, which I think is called the Zoo Bar.
When I heard that I thought he was going to be sitting at a booth with his family and somebody walked up and sucker punched him when I saw that. Okay, here's the video. That was my assumption.
It is 100% an altercation that this video picks up in the middle of. They are squaring off. They are getting ready for something to go down, and somebody pops them.
Yeah, it's not a restaurant. It's a bar.
He puts his left hand on a man's chest to back him away.
Yes.
I mean, there's a fight that's about to break out.
It is a sucker punch.
Oh, there was a fight that was there was pushing and shoving, and a fight was about to break out with a bunch of guys, and someone comes up and clocks them. But no, this was not at a restaurant. It was at a place called the Zoo Bar. It was at a bar. It wasn't a restaurant where he's sitting there with his family. Well, description is all messed up.
He could have. Careful here. He could have went to the zoo with his kids and his family, and they were like coming out of the giraffe expedition.
Yes.
And, you know, you have, like, the gift shop and a little cafe right there that maybe you want to have some giraffe meat sandwiches or something. I don't know.
And they give the snack bar a clever and cute name for the kids to be excited about. It's like, is it really a bar? Of course not. It's a little cafe restaurant. Yeah, I'll give them the better.
Rainforest Cafe. Next thing you know, there's gorillas coming out of the freaking trees. My kid's crying.
Right.
He just peed himself.
Yep.
Like, what the hell are you people
You're
doing?
Right, Hardy. The only thing that the Zoo Bar is missing is tables where you can sit down and eat. Because there are none of those visible in the video, in the security footage.
It's a bad angle. That's all.
Okay. Yeah.
Greed.
Oh, what is your name?
Debbie.
That's my favorite. That may be my favorite one ever.
Steelers and University of Pittsburgh play-by-play man Bill Hillgrove was charged with DUI last week. I don't know why you're laughing. There's a police report and everything. Hillgrove crashed his car into Ferry's Sure Save on Old William Penn Highway in Murraysville.
Yeah.
He then went into the store, got a prescription, got back into his car, and drove home. Beetle, why are you laughing?
Because he got his prescription and then drove away. How does that happen? How the hell do you let that happen? Where were the people at the store? Like, who didn't stop the guy from... He crashes through the store. They let him pick up his prescription and then get back in the car and drive home? What?
Bill Hillgrove is the voice of Pittsburgh. He does Pitt football, Pitt Panther football. I don't know how he swings both of them. He does Pitt Panther football on Saturdays. He does Steeler football on Sundays. I don't know how he gets to the game on Sunday on time, some of these. But he's the voice of Pittsburgh. And I know exactly where he is. This is like the combination of a CVS, a Cumbies, a Sheets. There's a Sheets there where you just go there and buy everything. You can get your prescriptions filled. You can get dinner. You can get gas. And the car got away from him, he said. But it got away enough to where the window stopped it. And he went in, got the prescription, got back in, and went home and was hanging out in his kitchen when the cops showed up. It's amazing.
Well,
Watch Bill Hillgrove come out of the elevator, whether here or in Pittsburgh, and the length of time it takes Bill to sort of shuffle and just to get to his booth. Bill's getting up there in age. It's pretty impressive he's able to pull this off.
Now, we haven't seen any video of this, and I would say, are we sure it was really Bill Hillgrove, except for the fact that he went into the store and picked up a prescription with his name on it. So they were able to positively identify the suspect based on the fact that he went in there, presumably showed ID, or they knew him from going in there.
No, that's the only way, because you know the car is a, it's a dealer car. He's got a car. He's got a car deal. Classic.
So
they couldn't run the place. Like, well, that's not the man. That's not his car.
Yeah, they also went to his house later that day, and his whole front end of the SUV was smashed in. It was pretty easy to figure out.
Well,
it was him.
Illegal
knew,
search.
Bill. No, Bill goes in all the time.
Illegal
he
search.
Goes in all the time.
Fruit of the poisonous tree, Hardy.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Reed.
Not my name.
React.
Not my
Whatever
name.
Whatever happened to her? Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
Hi.
No idea.
Still in it. Debbie.
Debbie.
Who? What? Excuse me?
Oh,
come again.
What
you were saying?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. She should have to call us every day. Like, we should do a daily segment with her.
Debbie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's, he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I would like to apologize.
Nobody talk. Just let Beetle talk for a second here. Go ahead.
On behalf of all of us, that we've been sort of talking over each other today, and then there's been some awkward silences, and I thought something might be wrong, and something is wrong that we're working on. There seems to be a long delay in the audio from my headset or from Zoe's headset getting back to the station. So we're working on that. We'll figure that out. But that's why things have sounded a little awkward today.
We're on delay anyway, normally. But it is extra delay with whatever technically is going on with us. And we apologize for
we
that.
Timed it out. We did a little test here where because we can see you on the monitor. And we ask you, you know, to say, you know, like, raise your hand when Jim said a certain word. And he did it. And it... As opposed to a 1 second delay, it's like a 3 second delay today.
So Hardy, you say a word. What's the magic word? And I'll raise my hand when you say it.
All right. The magic word will be clambake. Are you ready?
I love clambake.
Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Clambake. That's not bad. Let's try it.
Try it again.
Let's try it again. Clambake.
It's freaking amazing, man. That is so cool, man.
I messed with you on that one. I just mouthed the word for the camera and then hid behind my microphone when I actually said it. But okay, we'll get through it. We got another hour. Another hour. We'll figure it out.
We can do it. We can definitely do it.
Bob, you can call our 10 the next time you say clambake. Like, receive some prize.
Bob Nightingale has a tweet from just a few minutes ago. The 38-member executive board of the MLB Players Union, they've scheduled a meeting for this afternoon to discuss the modified MLB 60-game proposal.
Good.
Enrique Rojas reports. What are you laughing at?
I just laugh. It's nice they're going to get together to discuss it. Right, Artie? I heard you go, oh boy. Yeah. They're going to get together. They're going to convene, and you know, one side's going to talk to the other. How nice.
No. They're not. This is not a meeting of the two sides. This is a meeting of the executive board of the players' union.
Uh-huh.
Enrique Rojas reports of Enrique of ESPN, of course, reports that a formal vote will be taken on that call this afternoon.
Nice.
So there will be a formal vote today on the proposal for Major League Baseball. I'd like to place a bet. Can I place a wager on that somewhere?
Sure. Yeah.
I'd like to place a wager on that. And if they vote yes and they approve having a season and Major League Baseball begins its 2020 season, there are a number of rule changes that are being considered, according to Bob Nightingale. And it's sort of interesting. They're considering implementing ties if the score is tied up at a certain point after the ninth inning. That, to me, is a horrible idea. Ties in baseball should not happen. It should not happen. And then there's also this. He noted in his report that the league and the Players Association agreed this week that they will adopt the minor league rule for 2020, and that is for every inning started after the ninth, you get a runner on second base to start the inning. According to Nightingale, the players are hoping to discuss with Major League Baseball the possibility of changing substitution rules in extra innings, allowing players to re-enter the game if they've already been taken out of the game. So if you go to extras, anyone who has played but is now on the bench is now eligible to come back into the game. That rule I really like for some reason. I don't know why. I also like the second base rule. I typically have hated it, but now I'm on board. For this very reason, that you've got 60 games to play and you've got to spend as little time as possible out there playing long games. It also just, you know, I think the strategy of it could be fun. If substitution rules are out, what if you could place anybody on the roster at second base to start that inning? Like that could be fun.
That excites me. Yeah, I like that.
Right? Like, oh, who's your runner that you're going to put on second base?
Fast kid. Yeah.
Right, there's some strategy involved there, and I think that could take off.
Yeah, I like that. That's where parts of the game you can fix and make more entertaining, yes.
But, Beetle, you said you wanted to place a bet on something to do with this executive committee vote today. What bet do you want to make?
I want to know what the odds are that they will approve it.
Oh,
because okay. I bet rejection is the favorite.
Yeah, I'll give you odds. They will approve it at 3-1.
Okay.
You want the action?
Is this serious?
No, I'm making book right now.
I feel like
three
I could go
against.
For that.
3-1 against.
I feel like 3-1 isn't enough.
Well, then you should love the odds. You should be forking your money over right now.
I feel like it should be like plus 350 or plus 400 here.
Oh, boy.
You know?
All right. Well, this is the problem, the back and forth negotiating. You're going to let, plus 50 or another 100 get in the way of making a bet? Do you want to gamble or not?
It's like hear the show a second
you know what,
after
Hardy,
you're talking
I'll
muffled
wage
in
20
my headset.
Units on that.
You want 20 on that at 3-1?
20 units.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Good.
I'll take that action at 3-1 for 20.
Excellent. Right. You're saying so?
I hear exactly what you're saying like a second after you're saying it in my headset after I hear you say it. It's like muffled. Murmured.
See, I asked Jim about this earlier also. I said somebody's feeding back.
Something is feeding back big time, man.
I heard an echo earlier.
Yeah. It's sort of. It's echo-ish, yes, but it's like a muffled echo. Like
if I was under the covers.
Correct.
I was talking like Dilly.
No.
Yes. For me, it's Diddy.
We get a lot.
Jelly.
A lot going on today.
Cam in Medford.
This is the day it explodes, right?
Hey, Cam.
How are we doing, Zoe?
And hey, Beetle. What's up, Cam?
Zoe, what's up? You're the man.
Thanks,
just
brother.
I want to say, though, you guys are crazy thinking. Putting a man on second to start. I just thinking it's too much, doing too much with the game.
I don't even have a game right now, Cam. Okay? There's no game right now.
I want to get back. Get back. We want to see everything we usually been seeing. You know, 10th inning they start. You just all you got to do is bunt the guy over to third, sack fly. You're already up one. Doing too much with the game.
They got to do something though. If they're going to start playing again, they got to get these games over quickly. They're going to have a compacted schedule. And by the way, based on what we saw on the 60 and 70 game proposals with the days off in there, it's not all that compacted. They play 162 with 17 days off. Why can't they play 60 games with, cut it by a third, 6 days off? 6 days off.
But no, they are. I saw last night that right now it's at 60 games in 65 days.
Okay, so he was back to this.
So because
the one that I saw before was 9 days. I'm like, they don't need 9 days off over the course of 60 or 70
days. No, they built that in because they knew they'd just keep, driving around the rotary here, not going anywhere for the last week, which is what they've been doing. So I think they knew. I think they knew it was going to take time to get this thing done, and they're trying to, again, these owners, we knew it was going to happen. Just run out the clock on them, you know? It's like, forget it. Well, we'll just sit here until you guys realize you got to accept this, and we've got to get moving. We've got other things to get to, including NHL news, and also a player in the PGA testing positive. We'll touch on that coming up right after headlines, no commercials.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.